Good morning, I'm Roger Bingham. As you probably have seen on the programs, this is actually being videotaped by the Science Network, which has offices here at the Salk Institute, and we will be actually webcasting this live. So there will be a lot of people watching your remarks. The Science Network, very briefly, is an effort by a group of scientists and media professionals to create a gold standard destination for people who are interested in issues about science and society. So we've been doing a series of programs ranging from stem cells to one we did last year called Beyond Belief, which is about science and religion. And these issues, as I said, are mostly at the intersection of science and society. So sleep is a crucial issue. There's enormously serious social issues, and also there's some great science being done in this area as well. So we're very grateful to the various participants for coming in today. We're fortunate in one sense in that there's two other meetings going on in town. There's the Sleep Research Society and the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, and I would like to thank those speakers who are doing triple duty by going to all three of the meetings and coming in. This is an interesting place to actually San Diego to be doing something like this, because one of the small local claims to fame is that in 1965, 1964, a 17-year-old high school student at Point Loma High School called Randy Gardner decided as his San Diego Science Fair project that he would try and enter the Guinness Book of World Records, and he stayed up for 11 straight days, 264 hours, and in fact did that. And there's some very interesting results came out of that in terms of whether in fact people's performance deteriorates under those conditions or not. Still some confusion about that, and I hope that Jerry Siegel and the other panelists will give us some clues about all of that. We've got six sessions over the next day and a half. And the basic idea is, if you look at the program, the speakers who are there, I very carefully said that not all the speakers necessarily will be giving full talks. Some of them are there as discussants, because the idea basically is to try and have a conversation. And I'd like to involve you in this conversation as well. If you have any questions, please put your hands up in the intermissions, and I'll come over. We'll get a microphone to you. This is being taped, as I said, so if you actually start speaking in this hall, although it seems as though you're being heard by everybody, it's not going onto tape and it won't work. So please wait until a microphone comes to you. I'd like to begin by introducing Terry Sanofsky, who is chair of the advisory board of the Science Network. He's also director of the Computational Neurobiology Lab here at Salk. He's the Crick Professor and director of the Crick Jacobs Center. And that brings together, he also is director of the Institute for Neural Computation over at UC San Diego. He brings together many disciplines under in one person. And it seems to me, from looking at the history of sleep research over the last 50 years or so, since discovery of REM sleep in 1953, that we've been moving more towards a situation in which these various disciplines have to be brought together to get an understanding of what's going on. So not only is Terry, as I said, chair of the advisory board, he's also an ideal person to welcome you to the meeting. So, Terry Sanofsky.